the doctor, give me the news. I'm growing horns from my cell phone use.
Doctor, doctor, now these are real medical stories that we get from the medical journals. And today we were reading the Journal of Anatomy, and we came up with this story here.
Came with pictures.
Yeah, and this is real. Maybe you heard a little bit about this before we get into it, and it's all about you could be growing a horn on your body right now. Before we do that, though, of course, we have to read our legal disclaimer. Please remember, we are not doctors in real life. We only play them on the radio. But yes, we are board certified in malpractice. Horns are growing on young people's skulls because of their cell phone use.
It almost brings back the old phrase, get them on the horn.
So you can tell your kid that if your kid's on the phone all the time with their head down, texting or gaming or whatever it is, you tell them, and this is real now, okay, you're going to grow a horn. Keep that up, and you're going to grow a horn. New research shows that young people are developing horn-like spikes at the back of their skulls.
This is more than just some old wives' tale, like you eat a watermelon seed and you grow one in your belly or something.
No, this is real. We've got researchers behind this, and we'll give you their credentials here in just a few moments. But these horns are bone spurs caused by the forward tilt of the head. Shifts weight from the spine to the muscles at the back of the head, causing bone growth in the connecting tendons and ligaments. What does your head weigh? Like 90 pounds or something? What is that? What is a human head
I thought the little Liebicki kid in that movie said that the human head weighs 8 pounds.
Okay, fine. It weighs a lot. The weight transfer that causes the buildup can be compared to the way the skin thickens into a callus as a response to pressure or abrasion. And then the result is you end up with a hook or a horn-like feature coming out of your skull just above the neck. Researchers at a university in Australia say that the prevalence of the bone growth in younger adults points to shifting body posture brought about by the use of modern technology. And they say smartphones and other handheld devices are contorting the human form.
Okay. Yeah. I was thinking maybe you're helped a little bit if you have it you have it on speaker but you're still looking down mostly.
Texting. Yeah. It's
but like if you're talking on it instead of having it up to your head or something.
But kids don't talk. They text on those phones, and that's what's going on. The researchers said their discovery marks the first documentation of a physiological or skeletal adaptation to the penetration of advanced technology in everyday life. Health experts have been warning of text neck for some time.
I've heard of the term text neck.
And doctors
turned into like a hunchback.
Well, that's sort of what this is. And doctors have begun treating texting thumb. It bears some kind of resemblance to carpal tunnel syndrome. Mm. But prior research has not linked phone use to bone-deep changes in the body until now. So it's real. It's out there. You're going to get a hook on your neck. But the good thing is you probably, the next iPhone will probably come with some kind of contraption.
Got a little attachment.
That you could just hook to the back of your neck and you'll be all set.
Doctor, give me the news. I'm growing horns from my cell phone use.
You know, I can't think about horns without showing you this picture, John. Maybe if you use your cell phone too much, you might end up like Poncho, the world record Texas Longhorn. He got just given the certification of the Guinness Book of World Records. Poncho has the longest horns. They're over 10 feet from tip to tip.
Oh, hook 'em, Poncho.
I mean, it's massive. Google the picture.
I'd like to have Poncho on my plate for this
I don't know how
weekend.
Poncho makes it out of the barn.
Oh, yeah, I don't know how he clears that.